damn it.
Your mother.
Oh, man. You know, cold intros work way better when we're talking before you press the record button.
No, that's what we're doing now.
What?
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it. Hello, and welcome to the Name Redacted Podcast. This is episode Who Gives a Shit. I am your host, Chris Nielsen, and over here we got...
Colin Norris.
And Alex Fulmer.
And we have our infrequent host...
Is that me?
That's you.
John Michael Thomas.
Why do we always go
God
over this?
God damn it. John Come One on. Take Thomas. Do it again.
That would defeat the purpose of my nickname.
Exactly.
And our ever so faithful producer.
Logan Hash.
Everybody's fucking their names.
What? Am I supposed to say
Logan Smash?
Okay, Logan Smash.
Dude, is everybody just phoning it in right now?
I have no dog in this fight.
But you shouldn't, I thought because you had all unethical. The bugs.
You, shout out to Michael Vick, I guess.
Oh.
No, but you guys don't pay me enough to give a shit.
How much would that be?
Anything more than anything. Anything more than zero.
The whole $0.
Man, this is a sad fire.
No, it's...
Not as sad as that cold start.
If you're
still listening, just turn it off.
Just maybe skip this one. Don't hold it against us.
Don't skip this one, because it's awesome.
That's to be determined. So this week last week, we went to NC Comic Con, and lots of cool things happened, and we like to, do an episode after that and recap all the cool things that happened. And I'm feeling dead air, because my hosts are putting wood on the fire.
Yeah, we're outside, y'all. NC Comic Con was fucking awesome. Met a lot of cool people.
Did a lot of cool things.
Logan's first con.
Woo-hoo! First con. My fiance's first con. Mm. What is echoing?
Girlfriend's first con, right?
Not real. Kind of first big con.
She went to Winston.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I can't speak highly enough for how much fun that con was. Like, the guys at Ultimate Comics did a fantastic job.
It was great. They
job.
Killed it. You weren't there last year, Colin, but this year was just above and beyond, dude.
Yeah.
Last year was fun, but it was, this year was absolutely spectacular. Much bigger. They had bigger floor space.
Bigger names.
Bigger names. Bigger panel room. More panels.
Better
panels.
I was there.
100% more name redacted press passes.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So, Logan, what did you think of your first comic book convention?
It was honestly kind of, it was overwhelming when I first got there because, like I've said before, like, I don't know really all that much about storylines when it comes to comics. I just know heroes. Like, if you were to read their wiki, I would be able to give you some general information. But once I realized that everybody there was kind of like me and just all weird and... we're comfortable being weird in a big room together, I got a whole lot more comfortable, so...
That sounds like some weird parties I've been to.
It was a good time.
Was it...
Sounds like every party at Tuba House I've ever been.
There's a lot of weird guys in this room.
Weird guys. Was it what you expected the con to be? Or how, in what way was it, and in what way was it not?
Okay, so it was totally a con for me because... Well, A, everybody was just excited to be there. And not only that, but it exceeded my expectations in the fact that the artists were just as happy to see their fans as their fans were to see them.
Okay.
Yeah, which was really cool. And I guess I have really no complaints, to be honest with you.
Did it, did you have any frame of reference for like a mid-sized con like that, or?
No, none at all.
So you had no idea.
Nope, I was going in blind.
I mean, what?
I mean, everybody's first con is kind of like that. Like,
dude, my first time at Heroes, I was just like, bah!
Yeah, like, it's a real different thing if your first time at a convention is something that's at least semi-big, because NC Comic Con is essentially the second biggest convention in the state.
Yeah.
Like, of course, anybody who knows or who's been to cons in North Carolina knows that the big daddy of cons is Heroes, and it's by a pretty sizable margin. It's fucking huge.
And it's the largest comics-only con.
On the coast.
On yep. the coast.
It's also one of the only, I think, three cons of its size left in the entire country that's actually owned, operated, and run by an individual or a small company rather than one of the conglomerates or a corporation. Like, Diamond runs most of the big cons. And Wizards.
Well, is Wizard owned by Diamond? I can't remember.
No.
We'll fact check that later.
Yeah, I don't want to make a claim and then be wrong.
But those two companies tend to be the driving force in terms of running conventions. Man, this fire is terrible. this is just so bad.
It's like a homo fire.
This is just, there's too many logs.
Too many logs.
Hey, I'm not even going to do it. Never mind.
So there's a, this is... You guys should just move over here. Just slide your chairs over, because I can stand and move. So essentially, being that it is a sizable con, it's a really, it's kind of an awe-inspiring event for people who haven't done things like that before. And given that Logan had been told about the kind of things we do at conventions, I assume it was probably... both expected and not expected, like, from different angles. But I'll say this. My first convention experience was before I liked comics at all. And my friend Zolo fucking was like, yo, man, come down to Heroes Con with me. And I was like, yeah, cool. I went down there and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Heroes is balls to the wall all weekend.
Like, it's a fucking crazy, crazy, almost nightmarish experience if you're not ready for it. And if you have anxiety.
If you have social anxiety, you might want to take an extra Xanax.
Yeah, they actually, since we're talking about the con, I watched a panel that was on, it was called Disabilities in Cosplay and Conventions.
Yeah.
And part of it was what they called the invisible disabilities, which are like
social anxiety,
ADD, things like that. And they were talking about how they're trying to, starting with Animazement, the guys that were down there are trying to create lines that are numbered lines instead of physical lines so that you can kind of be elsewhere and still hold your place in line.
Okay.
And they're saying that, you know, it's also good for people that are physically disabled as well.
Yep.
And they're talking about making quiet rooms where you can just go and there's not a whole lot of people there and you can just, like, read some comic books and decompress. And
yeah, that's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
Because, I mean, it's a community that has a lot of people with social anxiety in it.
And that's why we got into the thing to begin with.
We found
a community.
If anybody out there who listens to the podcast, if any of you guys have that kind of social anxiety and stuff and you want to really go to a con real bad, but you're worried about that kind of thing, if you do go to a con that doesn't have quiet rooms, I'll give you a little tip. A lot of the cons have panel rooms, and those panel rooms are not always full of people.
Yeah.
So if you want to go decompress for a while, find a panel room, because you're almost guaranteed to have nobody the fuck in there.
Yeah. And Heroes is nice because they've got the whole
second floor,
and there's some panels and there's some people walking around, but there are places you can go to, and we've had a place to record the last Heroes, and
didn't see
anybody almost. Yeah.
I got to meet Daniel Way, which just blew my fucking mind.
That was so
random and weird.
He just walked into the fucking panel.
The Breaking Into Comics panel?
Yeah, as we told you guys, we did the Star Wars panel. We also introduced some workshops. So our workshop gig was actually, in comparison to the panel, it was much less hands-on. It was more of, we go in, we introduce the panel, we do a little plug for ourselves, we tell everybody what they need to know, like how to find your way around the con, look in your event guide, and find the people that are helpers, like the henchmen.
Yep.
And then we're about to set up for the Breaking Into Comics panel, and we have all the names on the little placards for the people to come in. And then all of a sudden, Daniel fucking Way,
this really trendy dude, walks in with spiked hair. He's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be on this panel. I was like, Tommy Lee just asked me to do it. No, not the drummer from Motley.
He's like, I'm trying to jump on.
I'm just trying to jump on the panel. And we were like, oh, cool. Alex, we'll make you a name card. What's your name? And he's like, Daniel Way.
And I just stopped. For those of you who don't know, Daniel Way is the guy who got pretty big recently for doing some Deadpool stuff.
I mean, he's the creator of the Deadpool we know as today. The character is today.
Yeah.
Like, the crazy, funny, insane, chimichanga-loving... Merc with a mouth, as opposed to, you know, the old school one. And we were just like, oh yeah, no big deal. Just You're just Daniel Way.
Yeah. You're just that guy. Kind of like when Chris was talking about doing the Taylor Swift concert and she comes off stage and she's like, "Hi guys, I'm Taylor." Really?
Are you? I had no idea.
That's news to us.
Because I had no clue what he looked like in real life.
I didn't either. I'd seen his booth, but it was just his wife sitting there. And yeah. I was like, well, clearly that's not Daniel Way.
Maybe.
I knew Daniel Way was a guy. Like, so I was assuming it wasn't her, but that was his wife. And
really sweet lady. Talked to Olivia for like 35 minutes at the Saturday after.
Super nice. Super nice. Like, both of them. Super cool. Yeah. Super, really nice and personable. Great people.
Came and hung out after the parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And...
But one thing I wanted to say is the first experience we had even walking to the con.
We were getting after lunch.
No. Like, when we were walking to the con day one.
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
We were walking down the street, coming and then all lunch. Of a sudden we look up, and a tiny little man is walking by us with his head down.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit, Gerard Way. Like, and he just walks by and looks up when I say his name, and he's like, mm-hmm.
And he's like, and he just kind of give us this look like, please don't, right here, like, not right now.
We didn't go up and talk to him at all. But, like, for those of you who don't know, Gerard Way is the lead singer for My Chemical Romance. And he's been writing Spider-Man and the Umbrella...
Academy.
Yeah, the Umbrella Academy.
And Killjoys.
And the true story of the fabulous Killjoys, or something like that.
So, like, we just walked by him, and I was like, well, we got that out of the way.
Charlie Adlard was awesome. He was awesome. So much fun to watch on the panel. Our Star Wars panel was... hopefully you guys have listened to it by now.
I had a blast. I wasn't even up there and had fun.
We've gotten really good feedback. So
y'all nailed that.
Thank
you.
There
was no dead time. It was hilarious while still being full of content. You know, the guy that, I mean, well, I'm not going to call out names, but y'all did better than another panel specifically that should have been a good panel.
Well, here's the thing. There was one part of Dead Space, but that was a mic issue, and that's not really that important.
No, that
but
got fixed quickly.
There's only one gripe.
And that was even entertaining.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
There's only one gripe I had with our Star Wars panel. It wasn't 2 hours. It's the only gripe I had.
Yeah, no.
Problem was it wasn't enough time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like we had so much just backlogged ready to throw at them, and we were just like, well, fuck, we're out of time, so I guess we're done.
All those guys are just rock stars. Yeah. Every single person on that panel was so phenomenal and entertaining.
It was great.
Knowledgeable.
So after we went on the floor and got set up.
I want to find that footage of Adam.
Yeah. We got, like, after we got there, we got set up. We got given our press passes, which was really cool because, like.
We had name cards.
We did.
Yeah, they gave us our own placard name cards, which was fucking
so
rad.
Bizarre.
Like, yeah, never, ever have I. I was just like, huh.
So, like, it was funny because I started doing that thing in my brain where I was like, I'm just going to Wayne's World this. And every time I walk up to somebody who's like, can I see your... I'm just going to hold it up and be like, backstage, 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 backstage.
That continued through the weekend. We all did it.
Well, like, I didn't, but, like...
Will you get to the point where you're sick of it?
I just started tapping it. I just started, like, reaching down to my chest and
just
tapping
it. That's more
worse.
Pretentious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's worse.
Like, well, it just...
Like, you
can,
like, looking Fulmer down to grab it... And then showing it is showing effort.
But, like, so after we got our name badges and or our press passes and stuff, we went inside, we did a little bit of schmoozing, met some people, met up with Mike Watkins, who's a great friend of ours, and him and Todd.
Got to meet Kat. I finally got to meet Kat.
You had never met Kat?
No.
So we got to meet up with
right,
them and the guys from
Highburn.
So we got to meet up with Lyle, and we got to meet up with Chris McJunkin, and that was real fun. John Del Sneed, huge
whacky.
Yeah, Kelly Yates was there. Just a lot of our friends were there, and it was really nice to see all of them. We ended up somehow Colin managed to finagle.
Oh, this is a beautiful story. No, we got to tell both sides of the story because you were talking to Brock while we were doing it.
This is like a two sides of the story thing. That's just the most bizarre bullshit that's ever happened
in a good way.
So. I'm going to tell my side first so it'll inform the other side.
This was happening concurrently.
Yeah, I got a text from Colin while I'm talking to Brockton, who is the director of the entire show. He is the event coordinator.
He's the director of media.
Yeah, and he's a really good friend
of
ours.
Which, man, big ups to Brock, dude, because he was just like I told Logan, man, like, Brock, I never saw Brock until I needed Brock. and then I always saw him. it was
the ever-present Avenger. Uncanny.
Uncanny.
So, like, we started... I was sitting there talking to Brock, and I think I was with Ben, too, who is the panel director.
Who was also
love Ben. Everybody, I just want to say a big thank you to every single person who helped us out, who made this possible for us, who made it
all
possible
the
for all the henchmen, yeah. Everybody who made it possible for the fans, who made it possible for the artists, who made it possible for the writers and the merchandise people and the fucking, the everybody involved.
And even all thank of you. The random people who just, we asked you to do something and you just did it.
Yeah, thank you. Even,
without but, even questioning, like, yeah. I could have been anybody. And they're like, yeah, sure, you want a bottle of water? What do you need?
Yeah, so we ended up, I was sitting there talking to Brock and Ben, and I got a text message from Colin, and it was like, hey, man, come on, we're about to get in the press boxes. And I and we're talking about the panel that's just Gerard Way, Tommy Lee Edwards, and Charlie Adler.
The line is wrapped around the building.
It's wrapped around the building, and I read the text message while I'm talking to Brock, and I'm like, hey man, like which way do I go to get to the Carolina Theaters? And he was like, you can go outside and go around, but there's a huge line. And I was like, no, we got press boxes. and the director of media looks at me and goes, there are no fucking press boxes. And I was like, not according to my text message. And he's like, dude, look, I don't know what the deal is with that, but if you guys got a deal set up, like, cool, fucking run with it. So, like, he had no idea what we were talking about. Like, had no clue what we were referring to. And then I go outside and, like, Trisha and I walk around to go, like, find Colin and Chris.
And Olivia.
And Olivia. And then I see Colin and I'm like, hey, buddy. And he's just standing in front of everyone.
In front of the entire line. I felt like
we just walked up to the front and we're like, hey, we got press badges. Did they get us in? They're like, I don't know. Let me check.
I want to give one more shout out to who I think is the unsung hero of this entire convention. Kibbe. Charles Kibbe.
Kibbe.
Kibbe, like, not only was
Kibbe's
he on top
the unsung
of,
hero of
everything.
Every
yeah, like... So Kibbe,
he kept grabbing me by the man bun, threatening to take it off.
So Kibbe is an awesome friend of ours that we met through Mike. And Kibbe...
Met through Mike. I met through volunteering.
Yeah. I met through Mike years ago. But
2 years ago when we met Mike?
Yeah. So Kibbe essentially, like, saw Colin and Chris and was like, I know those guys. So, yeah, they get press seats.
No, actually, no. That's not what happened.
Kibbe didn't even know who I was.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No,
so
I
walked up and I was like, hey, we just need to know, like, we've got press badges.
Does this get
us
in?
Does this get us in? And can you tell us where we need to go?
Yeah.
Like, if you can help us out, that'd be great. If not, we'll go stand in line with everybody
else. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And one dude was like, wait right here.
Yeah, the chick was like, I don't know. Let me find out.
And so then this dude comes out and is like, who's press over here? And I was like, we are.
And it was like Gerard Way's handler.
Yeah. And was like, okay, what we're gonna do? No, he was an NC Comic Con.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he worked for Carolina.
I thought he was a driver. Yeah.
And he was like, are you guys cool with sitting up in the VIP boxes? It's 2 to a box. And we were like, oh yeah, that I guess that'd be fine. Yeah, that'd be.
If that's all you have.
He said, where do you want to sit? And we're like, I don't know, wherever really. Yeah. Like.
And he was like, well, we got some press boxes. We're gonna put you in, so on and so forth. And I was like, yeah, that'll be fun. You know, no worries, it's cool. And then Alex walks around the corner and he's like.
I walked over and I was like, I don't know what magic you guys work, but Brock doesn't even know about this. Like, Brock didn't even know there were fucking press box seats.
So we sat up there, and I will say, everybody else started walking up after we did it.
Yeah.
And it was nice because since we had 6 press passes, we got, there were 3 VIP boxes on the right side, and we basically took up all 3 of them.
Oh, and the fucking mean mugging we got for being up there.
That was great.
A lot of teenage girls were not happy.
It was funny.
But it was a good time.
And I will say they were not as good of seats as people on the floor had.
No, but the panel was great. We got a recording of it. We're going to post it for you guys pretty soon. After that, we just kind of went out and chilled with some of the creators and stuff afterwards for a little bit. Got up the next day and just hit the fucking ground running. It was really intense from the moment we got up. We got there, we got all our shit together, we went
out. Got our recording equipment set up.
Got the recording equipment set up, went over, started introducing the workshops. Once that started, we got everybody kind of coordinated where they needed to be. We hit our first and second workshop. immediately ran over and started like setting up for the Star Wars panel. I had to pee the whole time. So I sat down, dude, no kidding. I sat down on the panel, and 3 minutes after the panel started, I was like, oh no! Like, this is not good. I turned to Colin at one point, and I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. And like, that panel went so well, and it was so good. And just, if there's anything that I hope you guys listen to in terms of content, please listen to that, because the guys we had on that panel, like, everybody did so well. Allison Sohn killed it. Fucking Tommy Lee Edwards, Tony Harris, Adam Hughes. Everybody there was just so great. And did, awesome. Like, they did us a huge fucking solid by being so on top of their shit. And, like, regardless of whether or not it mattered to them, whether or not we were there, like... Yeah. Still, we appreciate what they did. But yeah, like, it was a great fucking day.
We, what's up, Logan? Are you about to say something? No.
There's a lot of stuff, awesome stuff that happened at the con that we can't quite talk about yet.
Yeah.
Just because we don't, you know, we don't know what the future holds but for us. Yeah. But we will talk about it as soon as we're legally allowed to.
We got recognized as a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
We passed out cool. a multiple fuck ton times. Of buttons.
The our one chick, man. On that one chick. We were just standing around in the concourse of the theater. We were
substitute
going.
Substitute teacher with connections out of the ass.
She was super cool. But we were just standing there talking, and the chick who was like stopping people from walking into the part they weren't supposed to be was like, "You guys are a podcast, aren't you?"
And we were like, "Yeah." Are you a fan? I mean, a listener? Whatever.
But it was cool. She was like, "I can tell by your voices." Which was.
That's awesome.
She said this as I was walking into the bathroom.
You have a voice for radio.
You have a face for radio.
Also, no, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, like, it was just funny because she said it as soon as I walked into the bathroom. And I came outside and I was like, are we talking about podcast stuff, guys? So that was kind of nice.
What else happened? Oh, you guys want to talk about the video game stuff? Did you guys play it?
Yeah, that would be great. Logan, you want to talk about that?
Red Storm Entertainment. Red
awesome
Storm.
Guys.
Awesome, really friendly dudes.
And lady. One lady.
Yes.
She was
yes.
awesome.
One lady. Andy. Yeah, they were good people. They let me and Colin, kind of felt special because we didn't necessarily ask, but they let us walk in front of like...
25 people.
Yeah, at least 25 people, and they could only
I'm
go
so
in.
I'm so sorry to everybody that we
yeah,
walked in
Yeah, everybody, because I know that the people that were in the back seven.
That was 20 minutes just to get nine people
the
in.
The people in the back seven waited an hour to play it, and we just waltzed past their entire line because the demo was 20 minutes long, and me and Colin went in with the next group.
Colin and I.
No, me and Colin, that's what I said. And, and they allowed us to play it. It looks really cool. It's
super
got a really
impressed.
Cool concept to it.
And being a loot whore that I am, like after playing Destiny so long, like I'm stoked.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's very much a team based thing.
If you want it to be,
as well as you can go off on your own and be a badass all by your lonesome if you can handle it.
Or you can just grief your teammates. Like,
true.
It's one of those things where like, oh no, go ahead and grief. It's totally acceptable.
It gets tough. It's an open world, but also a PvP if you choose.
Yeah, optional PvP. And PvE.
Yeah, PvEs. They have two separate factions inside the game world.
That's all we saw with it, too. There's more
right.
than that.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. But in the demo that we played, there were only two.
And they were fucking hard.
Yeah, they really were. They was easily the hardest PvE that I have played.
And what's really cool is, like, there's the game world, the outer game world, and then
right.
there's the dark zone. And the dark zone is where all you're going to find, like, your purple loot, the good shit.
Yeah.
And it's high risk, high reward.
Those
like,
epics, though.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so the cool thing, the thing that I found most extraordinary about this game that I haven't seen in any other game is that there's three different three-man teams. And technically, but not really, you're all on the same team when the game starts. So there's nine people playing multiplayer on the same server, or at least that's all we saw.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
It could be more, it could be less, I don't know. Well,
keep
as the
hush,
game
hush.
Progresses, and each fire team gets their loot from these PvE gangs, you have to make your way to an extraction point.
Yeah.
And the way they sold us the game before we got in front of our... they had it on the Xbox One. And before we got in front of our screens is that we could either help other teams evacuate or we could try to take the other team's loot and evacuate ourselves. So basically it turned into a three-way firefight with a whole lot of crossfire and carnage and chaos, and it was awesome.
Yeah, because they didn't give us, like, the other team didn't even, like, approach us. It was just they walked up and started popping shots, and we were like, okay, I guess we're doing this. But I can imagine how tense it would be seeing another group and being like, what do we do?
What do we do? A little bit of fucking theme music for you guys.
We got some cool stuff. They gave us, everybody who played the game got a beta code.
Yeah.
But we were leaving and the guy was like, well, since you guys are on a podcast, totally fucked that interview up. I apologize to everyone involved. I don't know what happened. The guy was like, well, he drops 10 beta codes on us, so we're going to be giving those away. Haven't figured out how we're going to give them away.
We're going to do a game and you guys are going to have to, send us, like, something. Answers to the questions, or however we do it, you're going to have to send it in. So be aware that, like, it is going to be based on an episode, so keep your eye out for that episode.
And what we're going to do is we're just going to take a picture of the demo, the beta code with all the instructions and everything.
Well, and send it to you.
It's cross-platform, so it'll work on anything.
We will let you guys know when all those release dates are, because the demos are not live yet.
Yeah, not till
Xbox comes out next month. PlayStation 4 has to wait until January.
Yeah.
Not sure about PC.
PC is January also.
Okay.
So that's cool for you guys.
Yeah.
We have...
And like I said, I want you guys to play video games with us. So if you are a gamer, send me an email, because I'm the most active gamer, as well as Logan is. So you can also send Logan an email. Send us an email with your gamer tag in it. Like, I'm on PSN. Logan's on Xbox.
Correct.
Xbox One. And we'll hook up. I play Destiny a lot. I play Battlefront a lot.
Playing Battlefront and Fallout 4 here.
Yeah, so...
If you happen...
Drop us a line. We'd love to play.
If you happen to see Logan and Colin, by some miracle of miracles, playing in the same game together...
They can't.
By some miracle, as in if they're playing on the same system at the same time in a multiplayer match... If you guys can catch a screenshot,
that counts as a big Papa Sass.
So keep your eyes out for that. The rest of day two went super well. All of our panel stuff went great. We got to meet some really cool people. Please listen to those workshops, because they're all super good and informative. Good.
Those kids at the creators.
Oh God, yeah, the youth digital.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those kids are fucking rock stars.
I was like, these kids have accomplished more in 9 years than I have in 29.
Yeah, like, these kids are the next big thing. That was really cool. We got a lot of other really, really good content out of that, which we will be posting very soon. Periodically, you'll see new things pop up. Saturday kind of rounded out with
Guardians of the Gala.
Yeah, with a big dance
which
party.
Which was so much fun.
We had a fucking blast.
Yeah, I went home. I was tired.
And so Logan was trying not to go for a second. And then I was like, nah, it's your first con. You run on zero steam. That's just how it works. And
wait till Heroes.
Yeah. So we sat in the hotel lobby for a second, waiting, you know, charging up our phones and stuff, waiting to walk across the street because we didn't have anywhere to really go in between stuff. And it was great. They did a dance off. When I first walked in, there was a dance circle with four Deadpools.
Yep.
Which was hilarious.
I think maybe the coolest thing was they had a red carpet with a photo shoot thing.
Which we did a picture, and I'm trying to find that. It's a gallery of 300 pictures.
It's really cool, though, because, like, all the people in costumes got to, like, cosplay themselves at a photo shoot, which was fucking cool.
Olivia did a cosplay.
Yeah.
Which was really awesome.
How do we get that picture?
We're trying to find out.
Trying to find it.
We played a ton of Atari Return of the Jedi.
I did pretty fucking good.
You did do good.
You did well.
You did well.
I did better than you, though. I got 75,000.
Well, fuck your face.
I only had 64, Colin.
So then we...
Bow to your sensei.
So then that rounded out, and then Sunday happened. And man, Sunday was all about fucking schmoozing.
Yeah, Sunday was a lot of fun walking around, talking.
It's always good. Sunday's cool to try to, you know, you meet a lot of people, and it's good to, like...
Sunday was just
make
fun.
Sure that,
like...
Sunday was the day we usually go off and kind of do our own thing for a while.
We do the things that we want to do as fans that day. That's what Sunday is for us.
Like, I bought trades on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday is a day where we just kind of all sit down and do what we do as fans. And then, in other words...
I got to watch panels for real on Sunday, which was nice. I love doing that.
So Chris's day was consistent of some panel stuff and some schmoozing.
The Spider-Verse panel was good.
Colin's day consisted of doing...
shopping for pop vinyls for my fiance.
And my day,
and
of course...
And talking to people and handing out business cards and buttons.
And of course, my day, as most of you probably know by now, was consistent of... Let me see who can fill this goddamn sketchbook. I got 10 new sketches. They're all fucking rad. I'm real stoked about them. We ended up getting some free swag from some other places, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, which we will discuss
more. We will discuss more later.
You guys did.
Because we got to the comic time.
Hey, man, sometimes when you wake up late, it's nice because you got to wake up late, but sometimes when you wake up early, you get $100 worth of free shit.
Did you go over the gala and my experience with the gala?
No, go for it.
Oh, God. Logan was like a boner divining rod every 30 seconds. It was fucking hell. Dude, did you see her?
Oh, it was not like that.
I'm just kidding.
Careful.
Careful.
Like Chris said, as I was going to get me another beer.
Going to get me? Oh my God.
Going to get I another beer. I'm sorry.
Myself, maybe?
No.
Going to get himself another beer.
going to get Jax another
I
beer.
Really...
I wonder if I could use this to teach you guys.
I wonder if I could
grammar.
Ever get to my story.
No.
So after about four and a half to four and three quarters beers... At this gala.
Four and three quarters beers?
Yes. Because I gave you the rest of that one.
Beer. You're right.
We drank them out of PBR.
Yeah, yeah. So I really came into my shell and realized then that was the exact moment that I realized that everybody in that room was just as weird as I am, and it's totally cool for me to be weird too.
Oh yeah, dude.
So what
It wasn't all the people in costumes.
What then proceeded to happen was...
Either that, or it was the moment where you thought everybody else was as weird as you, but you were just that guy.
Did you guys see that weird bear-looking guy? What a fucking weirdo.
John, why don't you tell us about your experience at the con?
Oh, I stayed at home where it was
safe. Oh, okay. May I please finish my experience at the con?
Well, if we're talking about me right now, I mean, I had a pretty good weekend. The house was very quiet. It was very productive, and I got a lot done.
Motherfucker.
I didn't see a single person in the house the whole weekend, which was kind of magical. Like, it was just...
Did you walk around naked? Please tell me you walked around
No,
naked.
Taylor could have came in.
No. John also loves clothing.
I don't like... It's not that I have anything against being naked, but I don't know how to phrase this.
You guys are lucky.
No, John likes clothes.
You guys are lucky I'm clothed right now.
No, I talked to John about this before, and he was like, I like clothing. I think clothing is nice. That's why I own suits.
Like, I don't want to say that I don't enjoy being naked, but, like, I don't... It's just nothing. It's nothing special to me. And, like, clothing can be warm, so, like, it's the default. And it's like, if you know what you're doing, it's art for your body.
It's true.
So... That's my two cents. I had a fantastic weekend, not at the con.
Good con?
Yeah, it was a great con.
John had a great best con. John
anytime you guys want to leave me to my own devices for long periods of time.
John threw his very own
PugCon.
We
got another
PugCon.
One coming up in June, so.
PugCon.
PugCon.
Hey, wasn't there a story that somebody was telling about a gala?
Logan.
Oh, Logan got his first name redacted railroad.
So it had to happen once, man.
After nearly five beers, I really loosened up and decided to act like Logan instead of the guy that was just taking in all of this, like, stimulation overload from what was going on with people with cosplay and then the lights and the music and yada yada. So what proceeded to happen was I took an entire inventory on how many buttons we had and then swore to me that I would leave empty-handed.
That Yeah, he like grabbed buttons off my chest.
So yeah, I really enjoyed myself coming out and just walking up to complete strangers that I don't know their name yet, or friends that I don't know their name yet.
Shout out to Leonard and to Ariel.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, well, there's several, but yeah, it was just a really good time to just sit down and talk to people. Well, not sit down, but
you stand understand. Around. Yeah.
To walk, dance around.
Yeah, dance around and have a little conversation. And
yeah, I haven't danced that much since.
See all people's costumes.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't hound dogging, I was going up to pretty much every hot girl and be hey, producer name redacted. How's it going?
Hey, would you like to hear my official title?
I just got it last week. It's fun.
Yep. It gets me into places like this wonderful con.
Yeah, two more shout outs that I want to do real quick. Mike's daughter, Natalie.
Love you, Nat.
Just fucking amazing.
So much fun, Nat.
All weekend, just helped us do everything we needed to do. Went around and threw buttons at people.
She's got
for
that
us.
Sweet button bracelet.
She's got a button bracelet made out of all name redacted buttons. She's being a
you,
super
Nat.
Fucking pro champ about everything. And
she was our little breakfast buddy,
dude,
too.
She's like she kept going back to Mike and being like, can I go? And he'd just like, of course, I trust that. Yeah, go with them. don't ask me, just go with them.
Also, Nat, your art's cool, don't stop.
Yeah, Nat's got a good future in fucking in art.
At one point,
understandable considering Mike.
After we moved away from you guys, when you had Natalie, we walked up to Mike's table and he was like, hey guys, where's my daughter? I was like, I don't know.
But we also, what was also kind of cool is, having Nat around was really fun because she got us a lot of, she got us to meet a lot of people we didn't know that her and her dad did know.
And she's so cute, you can't not talk to her.
Like we got to meet Buzz because of her.
And she was dressed up like a My Little Pony.
Yep. And also, big ups to Logan for getting a sketch that makes all the sketches I got look like garbage.
Yeah! Afua Richardson, you are a goddess. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's doing my Hellboy right now. But my last shout-out I want to do is to the two people I think were the absolute heroes of the con for us. Girlfriend and fiance.
Thank you.
You guys put
they
up with so much of our shit.
They killed it.
Like us being sissy, ninny.
Yeah, just us complaining and crying about things we had no use complaining
also,
and crying
producer
about.
Also, producer pro Tim.
Yeah,
just
like
killing it. Like
just doing everything we needed you guys to do without asking or without complaining and without even second guessing anything.
Yeah. It was kind of nice because it felt like we all had like an assistant.
It was really awesome.
Logan were running around and like we were playing off each other, and then you had Trisha, and you know,
I had Olivia.
It was really nice, and I just want to say thank you to the girlfriends for dealing with our incredibly obsessive and awkward fucking
and our neuroses.
Yeah, in terms of the way that we are at cons, so thank you guys for that.
And I promise both of you, we will have a blast at Heroes because we will not have anything to do.
Yeah, we don't work Heroes.
Yeah, we do not work Heroes. That is our
we
that
go
is
as
our,
fans.
That is our summer camp. That is our absolute fun time.
So, basically, all in all, man, great con.
It was
like
fantastic.
Just a fantastic fucking
good
con.
Fucking con.
Good cat.
Where are we at on time, guys?
We're
like 40
there.
Minutes. Yeah.
We just kind of wanted to do a little wrap up for you guys on this. We were putting up content from the con, so you guys are able to hear, if you didn't get to go, you got able to, or if you did go and didn't get to see everything, you're able to hear some things that you might have missed, and if you didn't get to go, you can hear it again. Yeah, and if you saw them, you got to hear them again, but also...
You also get to hear...
You get to hear my terrible intros.
Also, teddy-teddies.
Also, teddy-teddies.
Teddy-teddies.
I don't know how to say the word succinct, apparently.
What? Okay, Ben, don't put succinct in copy, okay? Come on.
Chris
that's
said it
weird.
Sucked.
Almost said sucky.
A story that sucked. Wait a minute, that's not what it said.
Yeah,
it threw my whole groove off, man. Like, I didn't plug the podcast right. I didn't, it was awful. And then, like, I got done. Danny Wade's just like, so do we just start now? Like, yeah, man.
We did, but the reason we want to do this is so you guys can kind of get a feel for what happens at cons. We like to do wrap-ups, so in case anybody missed anything that they wanted to see, you guys can kind of hear about it secondhand. And just to let everybody know how fun cons are. Like, they're fun.
Also, use Airbnb, because that's delightful.
Yeah.
How many looks does it take?
Let's just say that something really weird happened.
And a lot of awesome things
happened. And a lot of awesome things happened.
I'm sorry, you gotta go with what I did, where we did not see... We used Airbnb, had our own private entrance, did not see anyone, had free coffee and cereal, come and go as we pleased.
Also, though, one more thing.
It's $110 for the weekend.
You know, I also had a very good experience with Airbnb.
Me and I.
Oh, really? Who are you trying to impress, Logan? When I went to Boston with a couple of my friends for a bachelor party, we used Airbnb.
Yeah.
And they happened, the person whose residence it was an apartment, and they happened to not be there. Like,
yeah.
But like, they actually left us like a 6-pack of beer, and they were like, you could try some of my booze, but like, just don't drink all of it,
yeah.
And like that sort of thing. And like, it was just fantastic. Like,
it's a great experience.
Yeah, as long as you're not a
total dick butt.
And are going to like just fuck up someone's house. Like, it's not a hotel, you know. Just be respectful of the person's place, and like, everything's cool.
And it's cheap.
And yeah, it's cheap.
Also, if you are ever curious about what it looks like when Alex Fulmer does not look homeless and actually looks a little dapper, try to find some pictures from the con.
They're on the Instagram.
Yeah. See.
Oh, there you go.
After this, I'm never sleeping on a couch again for a con. I just can't do it. It was so nice to wake up every day
in a bed
with a shower and like,
yeah, like if you're the kind of person that like, and yeah, it's fun to have that con experience once in a while where you're like, ah, fuck it, slumming it, throwing on a couch, being with my friends. If you're Chris Nielsen or punk like Chris Nielsen,
go for it.
Then please go for it.
But I'm a creature comforts. Like, I love that shit.
But it's regardless of how you do it, how you go about it, how you pay for it,
do it.
Just do it. Just
volunteer.
Go to a fucking con.
Volunteer.
Volunteer for one. Like, we're like, if you are nerdy at all about anything, the only thing I can tell you is you'll at least have some kind of fun at a convention.
Yeah. And there really is, like if you don't have a whole lot of money, but you can afford to get there and eat while you're there, like, you know, find a friend to stay with if you can, or, and then volunteer, because that gets you in and you get to meet cool people. And
dude, being a volunteer is
awesome.
The way to fucking go.
It. Yeah. It's so much fun.
You get to meet fucking everybody.
Unless you can get a press pass.
So choice. I highly recommend it.
No, I mean, honestly, I think I may have met more people more people in the community being a volunteer. Cool people being in the press. Not cool, but like, you know, more connections.
Well, you also met more people because you showed up for setup.
For Thursday, that's true.
Chris, if you would you go over the pros and cons of showing up somewhere on time, since I think you have the
you're the reigning champion of wishy-washiness.
Pros, you're there when everybody else gets there. Cons, sometimes you're there before everybody else gets there.
What's real fun is when you show up to your co-host's house at the agreed-upon leaving time, and he snaps up out of his chair in his living room and goes, "Oh, sorry, man, I got caught up playing quiz games last night." And I was like, "Dude, are you fucking kidding?"
And
you
like,
knew what this was.
I had put, and the funny thing is Olivia and I had pushed back our leaving time. We left earlier.
John, he said Olivia and I.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that was dramatically correct.
Dramatically correct.
Fuck off, both of you.
Speaking of dramatic. The thing is, like, you guys need to understand that I only hear it when it's wrong. Like, when you use it right, like, it flies right over my head. But when I hear, "Boot and me," like, I'm just like, "Bah!"
So, Olivia and I are on our way to Raleigh, Durham. Like, we're halfway there, and this guy's like, "We haven't left yet." I'm like, "Are you fucking serious? I could have gotten breakfast and a haircut." Like,
yeah. Also, shout out to the fucking haircut.
Yo.
American Tobacco Barbershop.
Yep. Say that one more time.
American Tobacco Barbershop. Those guys are fucking amazing.
Yes.
Killer.
We're actually probably going to try to get an episode with them.
Yeah.
Because that would be really fun.
Cool little shop.
It was real rad. Like, I got my haircut fucked up the day before. I went in there and I was like, "Guys, I'm kind of panicking. I got a professional thing to do tomorrow. How much is it going to cost? I don't have any cash on me but $3. And they were like, "Fuck it, sit down. We'll shape you up." And I was like, "Yeah, awesome. Dude.
Dude hooked my head up.
Yeah, like, they did that the correct way.
And it's only because our normal barbershop couldn't see us.
No, right? Yeah, they were booked up.
Yes, well, you know, solid. Like, yes, if, Justin. If yes, you, Tim and Justin, we're cheating on you.
If you are a brick and mortar business, like, customer service is really, in my opinion, the way
yeah.
to win clientele. Yeah. Because, like, that's always how I make a decision on whether I'm going to patronize an establishment, is whether or not, like, the people are good. Like, the hair studio that's close to us late at night, like, normally if you go to a hair, they're open 24 hours, for those of you who may or may not be familiar with the chain.
Not but, the one by my house.
But most a lot of them are open 24 hours a day, and usually if you go at night, you get shit service, yep. Like, you're not gonna...
Because there's one person there, and the stockers, and that's
it. Yeah, there's the stockers, the stock manager, and, like, one poor soul working the U-scan. And...
Yo, shout out to Oksana at the Harris Teeter on Pisgah for putting up with Mud and Rob's bullshit three times a week. The self-checkout lady that worked third shift, me and Rob would come in there and try to get the meal deal. Yeah, we'd come in there and try to get the meal deal, but since it was third shift, they never had any of the crap, and she always had to help us for like 30 minutes. She was awesome. Anyway.
She ever write you the rain checks for it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
But like, the guy who does the one close to where we live, like, he's the stock manager. And, like, he's always treated me really well, which has always surprised me, because, like I said, usually when you go in at third shift and you're like, hey, this thing isn't in the bit, and then they're like, I don't fucking care, like, I'm working. And, I mean, it is what it is, and, like, I don't really care about that. But, like, this one gentleman, like, I went in there, and there was a special that, like, I couldn't find, and, like, the thing was in the wrong place, and so, like, when I tried to check out, I didn't get the discount that I was hoping I was going to get. And he was like, well, it's actually for this, like, $55 roast instead of this one steak, but, like, the sign is, like, 4 inches too far over, so I'm going to give you the $3 off anyway.
Nice!
And I got a New York strip for, like, $4.
Dude, the way beef prices are right now, holy shit.
Yeah, he also bought all of the sausage, though.
I did buy all the sausage at one time, but that's not a customer service.
That's a story for another day. All your bacon.
That's an episode.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening.
You guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
We love you. You are fans. I don't give a fuck what Dan Mort majors
are. I'm just sad for them because they don't have fans.
I know.
They only have listeners.
They have listeners who just listen begrudgingly.
I will say this though. Really excited about a second Dan Mort Redacted.
Oh, we're going at him this
time. I can't
wait,
dude.
You're coming for that ass.
I'm bringing the pain.
Coming for that ass, Dutters. You hear me?
It's all going to be like challenges. It's all going to be like little game show type thing.
We should do a fucking scavenger hunt with them at the con.
Ooh. Anyway, before we get ahead of ourselves, thanks for listening to the wrap-up. It was super fun for us. Anybody that went, we hope it was super fun for you. Anybody that didn't go, we hope to see you next year.
Me?
No, you stay home.
Please. Yes, sir.
Everybody.
PugCon 2016.
PugCon 2016.
My shoes are going to melt.
Everybody who's listening, please do us a favor. Put us out to all your friends.
Rate, subscribe, follow.
Share.
Thank
you.
Subscribe, like, comment, review, anything you can. We appreciate
you guys
it. We appreciate
know the
you.
Spiel.
My picks for the week are Brockton McKinney, NC Comic Con, and Ultimate Comics.
Yeah, thank you to all those guys, and that's my official pick this week as well. And hopefully, we will see everyone who's listening at a con sometime pretty soon.
What's our next scheduled con, like, that we're absolutely attending for sure?
Probably Heroes. Winston.
Winston.
Oh, we got Winston that in con. May. Yeah.
We got Winston
con. So...
Oh, no! I tried to help, but I killed everyone.
I'm Neighbor Doctor Podcast.
I'm Chris Nielsen, and I'm on fire.
This Chris is on fire.
You're gonna get it wrong. You're
gonna
get it wrong.
God, we are.
Ow. 5-2-1-0.
Passwords are hard. Now the internet knows your iPad password.
All right, bye, guys.